Hello, Mr. Dodo by Nicholas John Frith. Martha was cuckoo about birds. She knew every bird in the woods behind her house. Hello, Mr. Blackbird. Hello, Mr. Woodpecker. Morning, Mr. Sparrow. But one day, Martha spotted someone new. She'd never seen a bird like this before. It was really funny looking. And big too. The biggest bird that Martha had ever seen. Hello, Mr. Whoever you are, she said. The bird was a little shy at first, but it soon took a shine to her. It was very funny and friendly. But I still don't know what you are, said Martha. I think I'll have to look you up in my books. It was a dodo, and it was supposed to be extinct. Once there had been thousands of them, then they all disappeared. People had hunted them and eaten them for dinner. No one had seen a dodo for hundreds of years. Poor things, thought Martha. Well, they're not going to eat my dodo. And she decided to keep them a secret. That summer, Martha learned a lot about dodos. They are terrible at playing snap. They really couldn't fly, but they loved donuts. And they made the best friends ever. All this time, Martha kept the dodo a secret. Then one afternoon, the secret just slipped out. Where are you off to with those donuts? Asked the postman. They're for my dodo, said Martha. Dodos love donuts. Oh no, what had she said? Now the postman might tell everyone in town. What would happen to Mr. Dodo? If people found him, she had to warn him fast. Quick, said Martha, you've got to hide. But the dodo just wanted donuts. I can't visit you anymore, said Martha. They might see me. But he didn't seem to understand. Goodbye, Mr. Dodo, she sighed. Let's hope the postman doesn't tell anyone about you. Unfortunately, he did. The next day, a huge crowd gathered outside Martha's door. They were from the television, the newspapers, and the zoo. They were all shouting, "Where's the dodo, Martha?" What could Martha say? So she said, "He's right here," pointing at nothing. "Can't you see him? Hello, Mr. Dodo. Would you like a donut?" "He's an imaginary dodo," said the postman. But of course, said Martha, dodos are extinct. Everyone knows that. The crowd were very grumpy as they packed up and left. But would it ever be safe for Martha to go and see the dodo again? What if somebody spotted her? As summer turned to autumn and autumn to winter, Martha thought about her friend. She began to wonder whether she'd really imagined him after all. When spring came, she decided she had to go back and see. She took some donuts with her just in case. She looked in all their favourite places, but she couldn't see him. Then she held up her bag of donuts and shook it. "Donuts, Mr. Dodo," she whispered. There was a rustle in the bushes behind her. And there he was. "Mr. Dodo," she cried, "Martha, you're safe." And it seemed he'd been keeping a secret of his own. There with him was another dodo and a dodo egg. The end.